Qatar was one of the first countries to join OPEC, and after nearly 60 years, it will be the first Gulf country to leave the oil cartel. The energy minister says Qatar will instead focus on its gas industry, dismissing the idea that the withdrawal was connected to politics.
It has become clear to us that achieving our ambitious strategy and undoubtedly requires focused efforts, commitment and dedication to maintain and strengthen Qatar's position as the leading LNG producer. Therefore, based on that requirement, as well as the size of our oil production, the state of Qatar has decided to withdraw its membership from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, effective January 2019.
Anas Al-Haji is an oil analyst who is currently in Vienna ahead of Thursday's OPEC meeting. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Were you surprised by Qatar's announcement to withdraw from OPEC?
It was surprising, basically. Qatar's decision to withdraw from OPEC, in fact, makes sense on one side and does not make sense on other sides. If it was a political decision, it does not make sense. For example, when OPEC was created in 1960 by the five founding members, each member joined for their own interest, which conflict with the other's interest. The seeds of disagreement were there since day one, yet all founding members are still members of OPEC 58 years later. Then, of course, we have the Iraq-Iran war. They still exist in OPEC, both of them. We had diplomatic disputes with Libya, for example. Libya never left. We have the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. None of them left. They are still members of OPEC. So it's very hard to take the political stand on this, given the history of OPEC. However, the timing is also surprising. So it's not only the announcement, basically the timing is surprising. And that's why some people thought it was a political decision. But even by that standard, it is still a strange decision. Here is why. The dispute with Saudi Arabia and the UAE is almost 2 years old. The sanctions basically on Qatar being about 2 years old. In those 2 years, Saudi Arabia was the head of OPEC last year, and the UAE is the current head of OPEC. So if they are frustrated with the control of OPEC by those two countries, this is coming to an end just within 20 days. I mean, if they wanted really to leave, they should have left early. But now they are leaving. I think Venezuela is going to be the next president. So the timing does not make sense either in terms of politics. If it is about economics, it does not make sense either. For example, leaving OPEC means further isolation. The Qataris do not want that. Where it is really common sense to leave OPEC is that because of isolation, the cost of OPEC membership became way higher than the benefits, and therefore they have to leave OPEC. That makes perfect sense.
Considering Qatar is one of OPEC's smaller oil providers, how big a dent will its withdrawal make to the cartel?
Any member that leaves OPEC basically will have no impact on the market, except Saudi Arabia, because it's all about Saudi Arabia when it comes to the oil market in terms of influence. OPEC members have been cheating on their quota for, you know, since quota was instated in 1982. So it's not really a big deal, but it is kind of, if the term is right, socially unacceptable to do so.
I want to thank you for your time. It's been good to have you on the program.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anas Al-Haji is an oil analyst, and he joined me via Skype from Vienna ahead of this week's OPEC meeting. This is RN Drive.